Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a mom of three kids, ages 2, 5, and 7, and I live in Southern California.
And I'm Megan. I am the mom of 5 kids, ages 6 through 17, and I live in Michigan. This is the Mom Hour, part of the Life Listened Network. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 14 of the Mom Hour. I am Megan Francis, here as always with Sarah Powers. Hey Sarah.
Hey Megan.
So today we're talking about a topic that might be ringing some bells for you this week. We are talking about summer malaise and also just miscellaneous stuff about, so this is going to be one of those episodes where we ramble. What, us?
It's the first episode we've ever done that.
It's going to be a totally unique experience. I know that a lot of us get to this point of the summer and things start to kind of fall apart. And I know that's true in my house. I'm looking around at an incredibly messy office/bedroom situation going on right now. And I don't know what Sarah's house looks like, but I'm sure she's going to tell us. So
yes.
We're going to talk about that. But first, I'm going to hand things over to Sarah for a minute to do our sponsor spotlight.
Yes. So we're really excited. We have, for the next couple of episodes, we have the Kristen Shop, kristenshop.com, as our sponsor. And Kristen is a mom of three who has put her years of keeping family life organized to work and made it a business. So Kristen's tagline, tools to organize, inspire, achieve. And so what she does is she has a bunch of organizational tools. She has, really cute notepads, cause we all know it's more fun to write stuff down when our tools look cute.
Absolutely.
So notepads, journals. I know you're a big journal fan, Megan, file folders, little lists. And then she also has a line of chore charts and kind of checklists for kids. And that's something we're going to talk about in more detail next week.
Giveaway next week too, right?
And we're going to do a giveaway next week to her shop. Yeah. So her whole line is really, like, if you love design and a cute look to your organizational tools, you will love it. So again, there's all kinds of stuff. There's little pouches, like organizational pouches, but mostly paper products. So notepads, journals, lists, really cute stuff, everything from like home office stuff to just like a little notepad to keep in your car. She has a really cute little place to keep passwords organized. It's called Open Sesame Notebook, and you know, little place to write down on your online password. So she's really thought of everything. She says she doesn't put it on the shop if it hasn't personally helped her. So I kind of love that it's like a mom using her own organizational tools and then adding some great design. So again, it's the Kristen Shop. Sorry, kristenshop.com is the actual URL.
And that is Kristen with an I, two I's.
It is. Thank you for clarifying, Megan, with multiple spellings. You,
I know what it's like.
So
it's Kristin
shop.com. Yeah. Of course, we'll link to that in the show notes at themomhour.com. You'll see her little button in our sidebar, and we're really happy to have her on board for this episode and the next one. Yeah. Yay. All right. Are you feeling malaise?
I am feeling so much malaise right now. I'm hoping we can get over it in this episode.
I know. We'll leave this all charged up. So so I have to start by saying, before we started recording, I was texting you frantically saying that my car battery is dead. And it was just like a metaphor for like everything in my whole life. We just got back from a trip last night. And so literally and figuratively, all the batteries are dead. Like, we all need to be recharged.
Yes.
So that's maybe what this today is going to be about.
And do you have suitcases all over your house? I've been living out of a suitcase for a while now, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The suitcases, and then, there's no time to unpack. Like, it's not like pre-kids, right?
No.
When you, like, it's because life just, like, steamrolls ahead.
Yes. Plus, unpacking is the worst. I mean, packing is so fun because you're going someplace, mm-hmm. and then unpacking, it's like, it's all over.
Right.
What is clean and what is dirty in here? I don't even know. Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of a mess.
I know. All right. So that's what it looks like in my house right now. We got back. Actually, we should back up and tell a little story about how we got to see each other in real life this weekend.
I know.
So, okay. So backing way up, for those who are new listeners, Megan and I have known each other in air quotes, online for 4 years, I think. You taught a writing class that I took.
In 2011. Exactly
4 years ago. I think it even started like August. So it was exactly 4 years ago. And then about a year after that, I came on to help you when you were growing thehappiesthome.com and came on as an editor. And of course, we became friends over those years. But in 4 years, we have hung out in person three times. Not enough, obviously.
No, not enough. Not enough.
But my family and I were in the Chicagoland area this past week, seeing family and friends and family friends. And we figured out a way for our paths to cross. And it was so fun. So we should put a picture in the show notes.
Oh, absolutely.
We were in real life in the same place, which doesn't happen.
It was great. And it was funny because our husbands had never met. Actually, and our husbands had never met each other's. But I kind of felt like we had all met. Like within about 3 minutes of hanging out with you guys, it was like, oh, we've been friends forever.
I know. And they totally got along, which is really fun. I always feel like I kind of felt like they would. And some of our kids were, all of my kids were there, and your youngest two kids were there. So there were children playing together that we both gave birth to. It was a real life meeting up. It was really fun.
It was really
fun. So we'll put a picture of that in the show notes.
Yeah.
Too. But now I am far away from you.
Yes,
again.
We are far away again, and now we're back to real life, and it is a mess. So,
so
Sarah, this morning, as Sarah does before we do a show, she digs through the archives and finds links to posts that we've written that are relative to the topic that we're going to talk about. And it's always funny because half the time I don't remember having written that post. And so she sent me one this morning that I had actually written, I think, I want to say 4 years.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And it was about summer malaise. Actually, it might have been 5 years ago. I can't remember what year it was.
And then we might have
11 or 10.
Dug it up again.
Yeah. So, and it was about the midsummer meltdown, like how you get to the middle of the summer and you don't know what day it is. And your kids have been wearing the same clothes for 3 days. And, you know, I think it's a little different for moms who work outside the home because you kind of have to keep your schedule going to some extent, but not always, because sometimes your childcare situation changes. Like I know a lot of working moms who work outside the home who have a more relaxed daycare situation during the summer because maybe someone comes in to the house or whatever. So sometimes things just
and
go to pot
even if
no matter
working
what.
Outside the home, there may be trips and travel or weekend travel. So that whole like packing and unpacking thing. Yeah, the wheels just start to fall off. And I think what it is too is at the beginning, it feels so good to have that freedom.
Yes.
I think that's how you opened your post. Like the best part about summer is like that there's so much freedom and no schedule. And the worst part about summer is that there's so much freedom and no. So at the beginning, it just feels so indulgent. Uh-huh. And then after like 4, 5, 6 weeks, probably like that point, it just feels like, oh dear, we've gone too far.
Yeah. And I have a very high tolerance for chaos. But even I, at some point, when it comes crashing down for me, it comes crashing down hard.
Right.
And it takes me a little while longer. Like my husband will start to get itchy, you know, like around mid-July and be like, we got to get back on a schedule. We got to just, for me, it's usually not till like the first week of August. But when I hit it, I'm like, all right.
Right.
I'm done with all this.
So what are the big triggers for you? Is it like lack of schedule? Is it mess? Is it noise?
It's mess. The noise thing kind of just depends on the day. To me, I have two big triggers. One is seeing like piles of kids like lying around. That
I thought you were going to say piles.
Well, in my house, it's literally sometimes piles of kids. Like I'll go into the kitchen or into the living room and I'll see three kids like sitting all on top of each other. I don't even know why they can't just spread out and sit in a more organized fashion, but they don't. They sit like all on top of each other and they're just staring at, you know, the TV, some cartoon is on or something. And I want to just run around like with a bell and like shake it in their faces. Be like, wake up. It's summer. Go live your life. You know, there's all this pressure for me to like want them to go, to go like soak up every moment of the summer. And that's also unrealistic because I have these very romanticized ideas about what my summers were like as a kid.
Right.
And there was plenty of time I spent outside running around, you know, looking at fireflies and all that. And there was also plenty of time I sat. In fact, I call the summer of 84 my summer of MTV. Because that was when we first got MTV. And I think my mom just wasn't really aware that it was on all the time. And, you know, she just wasn't really a thing yet. Like, I don't think parents were really tuned into what that meant.
Right.
And so I'm very familiar with the top 100 Billboard charts or top 40 or whatever it was from 84. Hey, it was a great year for music. But I'm just saying I watched a lot of questionable stuff. And I don't even know if my mom really knew. I mean, it was just – I was just as checked out as my kids are now.
Right.
So,
and like you said, it's not possible to skip through fields of daisies at every moment. So Sometimes you just got to sit in a pile.
Exactly. Exactly. But that is a trigger. And then for me right now, we've been traveling a lot, both with the family, and John and I went on a trip to Canada for 4 days last week to see theater. We went to the Stratford Festival in Stratford, Ontario, which is one of our very favorite things to do. We try to do it every year with my sister and her boyfriend. And it's awesome. But then we got home, and then a day later, I packed up that same. I didn't even really bother unpacking. I just kind of threw the kids' stuff on top of my stuff and went and visited you, and then just got home from that, you know, and we ended up staying the night with a friend in Chicago. So we just got home yesterday, and, you know, we came home, and my nephew's here with the bigger kids, and they did their best to keep things kind of pulled together. But the kitchen's a mess. There's no food in the cupboard. You know, the refrigerator is empty. There are suitcases everywhere. Somebody dumped the clean laundry in with the dirty laundry.
Oh, I know that's a trigger for you.
Oh,
my goodness. When we talked about that. I don't remember what episode.
Probably,
I
think it's summer might have shortcuts. Been in life, real life. Yeah, I don't even know.
In our summer shortcuts episode, we talked about.
Oh, my gosh.
I
went through all the work of piling up the clean clothes on my bed. And then while I was gone, one of the teenagers decided to sleep in my bed. So I come home, and not only is the bed all unmade and rumpled up, but the clothes are all combined.
Yes, that is.
I was like, what were you thinking?
I know. You see the crazy mom eyes come out.
Yes.
Well, don't you feel like, too, I feel like coming home from a trip is, I have this feeling like if it was just me, I could power through this, put on some good music, and whip this ship back into shape.
Right.
But then like we just said a few minutes ago, there's like still kids who need to eat and who are making messes under the ones that you're trying to clean up. So it's like, it's this tension between, you know, what has to happen. And I even I usually have like a good burst of energy when I get home, cause I'm kind of want to nest back into my nest, but then it is like physically impossible to do it all. So you really just have to kind of lower your expectations, even at the moment where you really want it to just be put back together.
And I think, you know, one thing I think is so funny when I went back and reread that post, and, you know, it's not like I was a new mom when I wrote that post. I was over a decade into motherhood at that point. But I had a baby. I think Claire was maybe like a year and some change when I wrote that. And it was different. And I feel like even now I can look back and be like, okay, this is just the way it is. It happens every summer. Like I finally have come to recognize that this is how it is every summer. And somehow everything does get put away again.
Right.
And life does get back to normal. And in a month, the kids will all be in school and I'll be kind of wishing a little bit for that disorganization again. It's like, it's always the push pull.
Yes.
And kind of longing for what's around the corner.
Right.
So it's very normal, you know, and I think when the kids are littler, it's that much harder to get back on top of things.
Right.
Now, at least I can kind of direct most of my kids and at least tell them to stop making more mess.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You can't do that yet.
I cannot do that. My joke this morning was that everyone was either naked or crying or both. Like it was one of those
gosh.
The best I could do is like 2 out of 3 children were like naked
just
or crying.
Naked and happy.
Or both. if they weren't. So I feel like where we need to detox right now, and I made a note of this, is sleep, sweets, and screens. 3 S's: sweets, sleep, and screens, because we were traveling. So the iPads were like constant everywhere, like in the car. We were in the car a lot on airplanes. So we were complete on a screen time bender, which a couple of my kids have a really hard time like getting out of that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind the screens they're useful for what they're worth, but Reed especially, like when you then try and pull him out of video game land, he's like really ornery and you know, so it doesn't work very well. And then like just the sugar, I mean, I'm pretty laid back about that, but there be, you know, when you're on vacation for 8 days and you're having ice cream like 3 times a day and it's like, we're on vacation. And then I feel like we got it. And then, sleep, you know, like you can like sacrifice sleep for a few days. And when you start to, so that's where like the wheels are falling off the train.
And for parents too.
Yeah.
We both, John and I both slept in this morning, and I was like, what? It's not like we haven't been sleeping, you know, but I felt like, I couldn't wake up this morning. I had a really difficult time getting out of bed. It was kind of like I was sleeping off the summer. That's kind of what it felt like, you know, like it was a long hangover, summer hangover.
Yes.
And I still have a month to go. I don't know about you, but.
We have 3 weeks. We're starting a little earlier than you this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last week of August, basically, we start. So
So yeah, you're so right about the screens and the sleep and the sugar. But the thing is, like, there's no alternative, right?
Right. Because it makes traveling so easy. Like, I wish that I had controlled my kids' screen time on vacation more. I mean, there's totally the reason for just letting it go, but that's when it, same, just like the messes, you reach the point where you've gone past your tolerance, even if your tolerance is, you know, has right sized to a good place. So you just move past it and then like freak out.
Do you have strategies for that? Like when you get back, what do you do?
Well, okay. So for screens, it's cold turkey for me. Cause it's gotta be. Yeah. And my kids are really little, so we can't just passively have the TV on. Maybe later as they're older, but they just, I mean, if it's on, they are glued. And same with the iPads are, you know, just causes bickering. And so that's an easy one for me. Screens is like cold turkey when we get home. We'll usually like do a movie on the weekend, like movie night come next weekend. But it'll be like cold turkey, no TV or iPad. So that one's kind of an easy one. I think the cold turkey stuff is almost easier for me because it's like, nope, we're home. We're back on the wagon.
I honestly think sometimes it's easier for everybody because it's really hard to scale something back that's gotten completely out of control.
Right.
Because where do you even start? And even if you scaled back a little bit, it wouldn't be enough.
Right.
You know, you'd just be fighting against the
current. And then you'd be renegotiating, like splitting constantly. Hairs about, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's an easy one. And they're pretty used to that because that's kind of how I am normally anyway. So we go on our benders on vacation or when we're sick and then we kind of get back to not too much. The sugar's a hard one for me because we have no groceries. So we had house sitters while we were gone. Some friends of ours from Arizona who came and watched our house and played with our dog while we were gone. And they were on vacation. So there's remnants of their vacation sugar eating in my house. So Violet opens the freezer. We have like the low down freezer drawer that she can open. And there's Otter Pops in there, right? It's like 7:30 in the morning. And I'm like, no, just trying to like get back to reasonable. But no, they all three had Otter Pops like for breakfast, basically. So that's a harder one. You know, I feel like I don't really know. I feel like you probably have good... You've written, I think, good posts about snacking during the summer because that's a hard one for me. It's like I want to relax about it a little bit, but it is hard, especially when they can help themselves but have no sense for, you know, nutrition at all.
Well, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle. I think it can be in our house too. I think my kids being older helps and makes it worse. I mean, it's helps because I don't have to physically see it as much, I guess, but it's worse because I have to be much more careful at what's in the house because if I bring home something junky, it's gone.
Right.
And then everyone fights about the fact they didn't get any. And as like, well, I didn't really even want you to have any. Or sometimes it wasn't even yours. It wasn't even meant for you. So here's a funny example. We brought home from Canada. I just saw like in the duty free because I had gotten a couple of the kids little trinkets and I didn't get something for everybody because I just didn't find something that everyone would like. So we're in the duty free and I saw this little thing of Nutella, like tiny little jars of Nutella. And it was so cute. I just thought, oh, someone would like that. You know, the kids will just think that's cute. And so I bought it and I brought it home. And as I figured, you know, the Nutella was started to disappear within a couple of days. But then I realized the kids just thought it was like a single serving to eat. Like they weren't even putting it.
Like a yogurt? Like
they weren't even bothering to put it on sandwiches or anything. Like I know that makes like no difference, but at least it makes me think it's more of an accent to something else. Right. They were just opening them up and they were just, they were like splitting them up. And so each kid got, you know, two jars and they were just eating them with a spoon. And I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, it's so gross.
So basically pause because we keep hearing from listeners who tell us that we make them feel better and more normal.
Yeah.
So if your children ate something nutritionally better than Otter Pops or Nutella with a spoon for breakfast, you are winning.
You are winning. Parenting. Yes, absolutely. But I guess this
lives
this...
to set the bar low for you all.
But I will say, you know, now that like this little blurb of travel has calmed down and we're back for a while and we're not going anywhere till probably the end of August. I am like, as soon as we hang up today, I'm going to go work out and then I'm going to go grocery shopping and I am going to load this house up with good stuff.
Yes.
And I guess the way I kind of personally conquer that feeling of like the kids' diets being out of control and the snacking is I just buy really good food.
Yes.
And get rid of all the other. I will be throwing a lot of stuff away today.
Yes. Yes.
And then that is what it is. If that's all there is, the kids will eat.
They
know,
will.
The blueberries. They totally will. And they will eat the yogurt. And they'll eat the cottage cheese. And they will eat the good stuff. And it's and to some extent, you can make that easier by pre-prepping stuff and all that. Yeah. And well, I
was going to ask about meal planning or cooking too, because that's another, that's actually one area that I kind of like getting back into you know, when you've been out of the habit, because when you're cooking dinner every night and get tired, kind of tired and bored of it. But when you haven't, I usually look forward to getting back into my own kitchen. And I usually kind of find a little like renewed energy about cooking dinner. So that is another way too, is to just get back in there and
absolutely
make some homemade food.
And I have to say, like, I do the same thing. June and July, I completely fall off the meal planning and cooking wagon because it's warm and I want to be outside and I don't really feel like, you know, like it's, that right. was my routine from September through May, was being right. in the kitchen every single night, cooking every right. single night, or not every single night, but you know, most nights. And then it hits June and it's like, I just completely throw my hands up and walk away. So before John and I went to Canada, we had like the last night we were in town, we wanted to spend that whole day with the kids and just hanging out, which is, as they get older, is not as easy anymore because they all have their own stuff that, right. you know, they're becoming very peer focused. And so right. The teenagers and William, you know, our 11-year-old, they have always got something going on. And so sometimes it's not easy to, you know, corral everyone into the house to be together. So we kind of made a point of that whole day, all of us hanging out, and we made dinner. Actually, John made most of the dinner. I was still kind of off the wagon at that point. But we sat down at the table. And first of all, I realized it was the same tablecloth I had put on it in the beginning of June and had not changed because it never got dirty, because we have not eaten at the dining room table in 2 months. And we're sitting there and Owen looks up and he said, "This feels like this is the first meal you guys have cooked for us in months." And it, I felt so bad for a second. I mean, that's not even necessarily true, but the meals we have cooked have been like on the grill, let's eat outside, right. or like right. something really quick and let's just all sit around the island and eat it, and which is totally fine.
Right.
But I am so ready now to get back to sitting down and having a real meal, right. hanging out in the kitchen. It's right. been so long. So right. I am planning a grocery shopping like extravaganza today. It's going to get real.
I have to do, I don't think mine will be an extravaganza because we're like running on empty, back to my batteries. Yes. Everyone got no sleep because we got home late last night. So I have to go and do like the triage grocery shop, like just enough.
Right. Just enough for the day.
Because I will have yep. all three kids with me. And yeah, so we will have, tonight we'll be like, let's see if we can get to bed on time. And yes. then we'll be crawling back. But yeah, I totally hear you on that, you know. Back into almost enjoying it more after a right. break.
And I think sometimes you do, I think sometimes with anything that's a good routine in your life, sometimes you have to like walk away from it for a little while and leave it to mm-hmm. want it again. So I don't necessarily even think it's a bad thing that our lives have
been no, not at all. Crazy. No, at all. I mean, I think it makes us crave routine when we're away from it. Exactly. And it makes you, you know, it makes you, absence makes the heart grow fonder. No, exactly. I completely agree. Yeah.
So speaking of that, we were talking about working out. Now, this is something that I did start getting back on. I've been a little bit off the last few days because of the travel and stuff. And it's not right. always easy to work out when you're staying in a bed and breakfast and stuff. But I had before that 2 weeks ahead of time. And I have been really struggling with exercise. As you know, we talk about this all the time. You mm-hmm. know, this is not a subject we have not talked about before.
Right.
I have lots of strategies, things I've tried, things right. that have worked, things that have not worked.
Right.
But I just decided one day that just like I prefer to do a load of laundry every day to, you know, doing a big, huge load of laundry every 3 days, mm-hmm. I thought, what if I just exercised every day? And what mm-hmm. if I didn't make a big deal out of it? Like, mm-hmm. what if it wasn't always like an hour and a half at the gym? Maybe sometimes it's just like a quickie.
Right.
Sometimes it's a walk or a run around my neighborhood. And right. so I did that for 2 weeks. And I have to say it really worked because it made me feel like, I mean, first of all, it felt very doable because
right.
I didn't put the pressure on myself right. about what it had to be. And it also felt more fun, I guess, because mm-hmm. I could just do whatever. And then it was also really – it was just like, this is who I am now. I'm the person who works out every day. So right. When I was in Portland for that conference, I exercised. Mm-hmm. I brought my stuff and I worked out in the hotel every day. I know, right?
Oh, I mean, I completely agree. I think that's when you make it a non-negotiable, but you also take the pressure off for it to be – you know, a main event or right. or like a perfect workout. I think, well, for a lot of people, I think maybe every personality is different, but I completely agree. Yeah. When I've also talked about it, how we just joined a gym about 3 months ago, maybe, and this is, I'm working out for the first time in like 8 years. And really for the first time ever regularly in my life because I had dance and was a dancer. So my exercise was really more part of my like job and my right. art. And it was wrapped up in a different part of my life, not just go to the gym. Anyway, but that's what I told myself too, is that because I wanted the kids to get used to the childcare. So I just said, I'm just going to go every day. You know, I have a 2-year-old who's clingy. And so I want her to practice going to the childcare. So I just told myself, it doesn't matter. Even if I just go walk on the treadmill for 20 minutes. And so I just kind of trained myself into that mentality. And then again, I've definitely fallen off with the travel and the end of school and stuff. But I totally agree that if it's not negotiable to do it, but you don't have a huge expectation on how amazing it's going to be.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think now it'll be easier for me just to get right back into it too. I mean, one of my downfalls when it comes to anything, and this can apply to meal planning, keeping the house clean, keeping the kids off the screens, you know, whatever it is if I try to make it like an irregular big deal, mm-hmm. then it's too easy for me to justify it. So I'll be like, mm-hmm. oh, well, I had a really good workout on Monday, so maybe I can put off the next one till Thursday. And the next right. thing you know, it's like you went right. a whole week and you kind of right. had this one lackluster workout.
Right.
And so when I don't do that, when it's just like brushing my teeth or right. just something I do, I don't do that. And it would be too, otherwise, if I was used to working out like twice a week and then I went a week and didn't work out hardly at all, I wouldn't feel like I'd missed anything. Like I'd just be like, right. oh, well, you know, it kind of counted because I worked out the Sunday right. before I left right. and then nice. I'll work out. That's right. almost like twice in a week. You know, I would justify to myself. Right. And I'm really good at justifying things right. to myself, by the way.
I think we all are.
Yeah. And so anyway, this way it's like, no, I mean, I took a week off. That's fine. But now I need to get back to it. Right. And now I need to get back to every day. There's no easing back in. I'm not going to ramp back up
right.
by, you know, now going back to twice a week, which can easily become
right.
once or not at all. Right. So this is where I am with it right now. And things will change again in the fall, I'm sure. But
yeah, no, it reminds me too of the way you've talked about cooking dinner. When you started spending time every day in the kitchen, things happen. You
yeah.
started, you know, it's yeah. the same thing. I mean,
it's
you
like
start
anything.
Just
hobbies deep, or writing
deep
or thought,
deep thoughts about yeah. maintaining good habits here.
Exactly. Well, okay. So what else is going on with us? This is our summer malaise, but also miscellany episode. So
yeah.
we are at a good spot to talk about the miscellany.
Miscellaneous.
So do you have any more travel plans coming up this summer or anything like that?
We do not. We're probably, well, actually, so we are having our 10-year wedding anniversary Yay. In a few days because we have the, what day is it? Syndrome. I don't know what day it is, but I think it's the 3rd.
I'm pretty sure it's Monday too, but.
Yes. So we're recording this on the 3rd. So this very week, we have our 10-year wedding anniversary, which we will probably do nothing for. We don't really do a lot for our anniversaries, but it is 10 years.
Wow.
And we probably won't do anything this week, but my parents are coming down to watch the kids and we're going to do some kind of little getaway later in August. So that'll be fun because we only moved to this area about a year ago. So we've gotten to know our area really well, but we haven't done a lot of day trip or quick overnights, you know, in Southern California. So I think we're going to hit up San Diego.
Nice.
And yeah, if anybody has any recommendations, you know what I was told him I want to do is do something other than just go out to a really nice meal, which we love to do that. We love eating out. We love restaurants. But I was like, I want to go to a show or go to a comedy club or go.
Yeah.
You know, we just when you're in this phase and your date nights are few and far between, they tend to be like a nice
predictable.
Restaurant, you know,
yes.
like, and because we like nice restaurants, we like to. We're, you know, we're foodies or, you know, aspiring foodies. But I said, let's do something more experiential. So I don't know. I kind of want to like go on a cruise in the harbor, something touristy.
Now,
so,
are you guys like, are you outdoorsy kind of people? Would you go kayaking mm-hmm. or something?
You know what we should.
You're that person who doesn't like to do things or go places.
I am. Yeah, I don't like fun. Did I mention that at all?
I hate fun.
I hate fun. And whatever we plan, you know, let's make sure it's not too much fun or too far from my bed is usually
yes.
like, I don't have to want to work that hard. We're not very outdoorsy, although we feel like we could be. Yeah, kayaking could be fun. You guys went ziplining.
We did. Well, that was
really
last. That was last year. But here's the funny thing. Okay, so and I know a lot of people can relate to this. John and I live in a tourist town. There is a kayak rental like half a mile from our house, and it took us going to a different state,
right?
Like on a press trip where I had like where I was. Not forced, but there was an itinerary. And one thing on the itinerary was you will get in a kayak and kayak around Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And we did, and it was awesome. And I'm always one of those people where I'm not as outdoorsy as I think I would like to be.
Right.
Because it's not in my face. It's not,
yeah.
It's not something that is like part of my daily routine.
Right.
And it's not something people, you know, often recommend for me to do or whatever. So I just don't do it. But here I am. Like, I could do it. In fact, we have a friend who has a kayak that he said we could use anytime we want. Right. We would literally just go drive to his house, pick it up, put it on our car.
Right.
Take it to the water and get in. We'd be there in 20 minutes, but we just don't do it.
Right.
But I will say having someone to help, because I had never kayaked before. And so having an instructor the first time was really helpful because there is some balance. I don't know if you've ever done it before, but
Not since I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
There's
some balancing things that were a little tricky and like how to turn and, you know, all that. It was nice to have someone to guide us through it, but we could have done it without. And yes, and we went ziplining. And you can, of course, zip line, you know, again, tourist area. There's places to zip line around here. But it just never occurred to me until it was on a piece of paper and someone said, here's where you're going to show up. And so I always wonder if the moral to this story is have someone else set up an itinerary for you and tell you know, like someone in your area.
That's a great idea. Well, listeners, if there's anyone in the San Diego area, what are my adventure sport options?
Create a day for Sarah and Brian. Yeah. No, I just think sometimes if someone else tells you this is what we're going to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if you, like us, we just don't get on, you know, we don't go away just together very often. And you get kind of out of the habit of being like, wait, what do we like to do again? You know, I had my heart set on seeing a show. You and I both love Broadway shows or a concert. We're not as into concerts as you guys are, but I would do any, you know, that's what I kind of wanted to do. And we looked from LA, even Vegas, San Diego, and there's not a lot. The weekend that we're going away, there was not all that much. I was kind of bummed because that's something that I definitely want to get back into more.
Yes.
So what about you guys? This was your summer of concerts, right? Do you have more trips or
shows? We don't have any planned yet, but I think that they'll come up. I think we saw a total of 7 concerts.
That is great.
It was really fun. Yeah. And not expensive. Like, we weren't going to see like big shows. We were going to like little bar venues where it'd be like a $15 ticket. And sometimes, you know, John is like, I make fun of him for being the hipster who knows all the, and he's like, I'm not a hipster, blah, blah, blah. But he just keeps up on the music. So a few times we would show up thinking like this band we're going to see was this big band, and it would turn out they were the opener.
Oh.
And nobody in there knew them at all. And I just know it because John has this playlist and I hear this stuff all the time. And, you know, so I think I might have actually tweeted a picture of John wearing like this band's t-shirt. It is just too funny. We went there and we're like, oh, wait, no, none of these children, because everyone around us looks like children, you know, even know who this band is, and they're opening for this other band. And we had no idea which one was bigger. You know, we just had no idea. So it's been really, really fun. And it's funny because I went up to the, you know, the musician out in the lobby in between, like after his set was over and the main band was on, who we knew as well, but we thought this band was bigger.
Right.
So we go out there and, you know, he's sitting there selling t-shirts like all by himself. And I was like, you're like my husband's favorite band. And he's like,
I love it.
And well, he's probably looking at me like, you look like my mom. Yeah.
He probably made his night.
I hope so. I hope he wasn't horrified. Like, oh my gosh. But yeah.
No, that's very cool.
It was very fun. Did I tell you, we haven't had a show since my birthday, have we?
No.
Okay. So speaking of things we never do, I went roller skating on my birthday. Now I have to back this up really quick. This is one of those things, again, that you just like, you think sounds like a fun idea and you never do it. So a few years ago, my kids were at a birthday party at this local roller rink, and I went, and I had not been on roller skates, like legit roller skates, not roller blades, in, oh gosh, I don't know, 27 years. I mean, it had been a long time. And I got back on them and it was a little unsteady, but did it. Like, okay, it was really fun. And I was like, oh my gosh, we need to do this more often. So I looked at their schedule and they have all these different times you can bring your kids. They have like a cheap skate on Wednesdays. They have adults only skate on Sunday nights.
Nice.
And I thought, I have no idea what to expect from this, but it sounds pretty fun. So that was at least 2 years ago. And I just thought, oh, sounds fun to do one day. Right. And I never, never did it. Well, it's my birthday and I get to pick what I want to do. And it happened to fall on a Sunday. And so I said to John and a friend who was visiting and then some local friends, I was like, let's go roller skating on my birthday. And so we're like, okay. So we all showed up and it became apparent like we were so out of our league. It was it was hip hop night and there were people legitimately like dancing on their skates.
I wish I had. Incredible. Yes. It was amazing.
So, but we were so, I mean, we stuck out like a sore thumb, but you know, but there were some people who didn't know what they were doing. It's not like we right. were the only ones who didn't, but you could just like, we were like new people, like our eyes were right. all big and right. we all did it. We all stuck it out. It was super, super fun. And we were totally go back, but it had to be one of those things where it was like the time was right.
Right.
We made it happen. We did it. And we were a little uncomfortable. We all fell down at least once. I fell right on my face.
Michael. Were you bruised the next day?
Well, luckily my knee slowed me down. So okay. my knee hit the ground first. I kind of skidded on my knee and then like my face just kind of bounced off the cement. It wasn't terrible. So I didn't have a face bruise, but I mean, we all fell. John fell the minute he put his skates on. He put them on and fell down.
So. You know, I noticed the last time we drove up to Santa Barbara, which is my hometown, that the skating rink that I grew up going to birthday parties to, which is not in, it's like 25 minutes south of where I grew up, but that was like where you went to Ventura to go to like big things like the roller rink and other things. And it is still there with the same signage. And I thought, I mean, I had that same thought, like, wait, who is going here? Like,
apparently
who is populating?
Who is very seriously.
I love it.
I want to get that good now. It's like a goal for me. So, and it was a good workout.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it was. Know?
So, speaking of another thing, like I keep meaning to do and never do is we live on a lake and we never take our kids fishing, partly because Lake Michigan's not a really good place to fish.
Honestly. Right. You're more beach and you're kind of beachy town.
It's beach town and it's not like you're not going to catch anything, you know? So our last trip of the summer, we are planning to take the kids up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is where I was born. Great. And just get a cabin and do nothing.
Oh, that's awesome.
For like 5 days and just fish and swim and probably won't get any cell phone, you know, coverage. Right. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. I feel like that'll be a good, you know, way to kind of just cap the summer off.
Yeah, that's
Jacob's
great.
Last summer before he graduates.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that crazy? Oh, it is your crazy. Last. Wow.
But again, it's like one of those things. Sometimes you just, and it's easier for us now. Because the kids are getting older, it's just right. easier in every possible way. But those opportunities will start to pop up as right. your kids get older. And you can be like, yeah. hey, I want to go roller skating. Let's go. Or, hey, I want to, you know, go see a show in San Diego yep. or whatever
well,
it is.
That reminds me of something I wanted to say in this episode, too, which is reflecting on this last trip. That even though my house is a shambles right now and the wheels are falling off all of the trains, this trip was easier. And I was just thinking about our listeners who are still like even having babies and younger ones, that it does get easier, specifically the travel, like the big trips.
Right.
You know, we slept better. That's always just been a huge issue for us is if you're not my kids don't sleep well when we're traveling or the time zone is different. And if you're exhausted every day and especially these trips where you're going to see family or there's a, you know, family reunion type stuff going on, it's just, I mean, for years I traveled and didn't have fun. And I don't mean that like, you know, it was more work than anything right. else. And I know you're obviously just nodding along because you know this, but for others out there, this was like kind of a breakthrough year where, you know, well, when we were together, Megan, at the barbecue, it was like, for the most part, kids just played and adults yep. talked. And like, you know, I knew that would happen someday, but it is finally
happening.
It sometimes
takes like, it feels like it takes a long time to get there.
Yeah.
When you're at that, you know, get together and every 3 seconds there's a tantrum or right. a diaper.
Right. Or you have to cut up every piece exactly. of your, you know, a yes. meal and, mm-hmm. And I have to go back, going back to now I'm circling way back to our sweets conversation. I have to share what Clara said that was so cute when she came up to you. Do you remember? She goes, mom, could I have whatever sweet I want? Was that what she said?
Yes.
Something really cute. Like, can I have whatever I want? And it was yes. like, she was asking permission.
Yeah. And I know. And this is, she'll always ask, but yes.
Vacation suites where the answer was like, yeah, probably yes, but
what is it? Well, then she wanted another one of those sticks that had like a marshmallow
yes, little like
on
dessert
it.
Bobs. Yeah.
And I said, yes, I don't even care. Go ahead. We were about to leave anyway. So I was just trying to eke out my last 10 minutes of conversation. And
could I please have whatever I want?
Well, and my kids are really good at sizing up the situation and they knew I was talking to you and I think John and Brian was right there and we were all having this great conversation. And she walks up and she's like, this is the perfect time.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask right now. But she's going to say yes. And she
was like asking for a blank check.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, exactly. Well, I think she was just trying to like get ahead because otherwise she would have been coming back every 3 minutes to ask me if she could have this or that. She's like, oh, I'm just going to
cut to the chase. She wanted the green light
yep.
to, to binge.
And I gave her the green light. It was fine. It's like, I mean, within reason, I don't think anything there was too terrible. So,
no.
Again, like yesterday, we went out to a restaurant and we were going to go to this. We were actually, I should mention this, just do a little shout out. If anybody knows, Jessica Ashley is a good friend of both of ours and she's a blogger. She's the blogger behind Single Mom Nation. She and her partner just opened a restaurant in Chicago. So we were going to go there with the kids. I've been there once. It's called Ampersand. It's in Chicago. If you live in Chicago or the greater Chicago area, you should check it out.
North Side. Yeah.
It's awesome. It's in Ravenswood, I think. So we were there. We were there last week, John and I, and it was fantastic. And we were going to take Clara there yesterday for tea, but then we ended up meeting up with this bigger group of people who wanted to have dinner. And so we wound up at this other place. And long story short, it looked pretty family friendly from the outside, but you know, sometimes you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and we got it. It wasn't like... I mean, it just had Owen and Clara with us. It's not like they're little babies. So it wasn't that. It was that the menu was like really legit Italian food.
Got it.
So nothing sounded good to the kids. Right. And it was like, you know, they brought out the bread and Clara goes, "Where's the butter?" And it said, "Well, they have olive oil here."
Right.
And she looked at me like I had three heads. So, you know, we all the pizzas were very fancy sounding, but they did make just a cheese pizza, but it wasn't what the kids were used to.
Right, right.
And Owen's like, "I like our American Papa John's pizza better."
Do you have anything in the Domino's variety?
Exactly. I mean, do you have anything with hot dogs in the crust? I mean, you can tell like where his head was going with all this. And Clara just was not happy with anything except they had gelato. And Clara is a huge gelato fanatic. And for a second I thought, oh, you know, we're with these other people. You know, I'm kind of doing that public parenting thing.
Right.
And I thought I should tell her she has to eat her pizza before she can have gelato. And then I was like, you know what? Nope. Not going to do it. This is not what she had in mind. She didn't ask to come here.
Right.
And then she asked for pistachio gelato. And I said, are you sure that's what you want? You know, you want pistachio gelato? Because I'm not sure. She said, yeah, it's the green stuff, right? I said, well, it's, you know, it's green sometimes, but I think maybe here it's going to be a little more authentic. Well, of course, they bring it out and it's got chunks of pistachio in it a lot. And it was not green.
Right.
And so she kind of had this look on her face like, not what I wanted. And someone else at the table piped right up and said, I'll eat it. And they took it. And so I got her chocolate instead. So I felt very indulgent, but I was like, you know, if I ordered a glass of wine and it stunk, I would send it back.
Yes.
Or wasn't what I expected, I'd order a different one. And I thought, you know, we're on vacation. I can lend her the same.
Exactly. And do you ever hear yourself like telling them to finish something or to have a little bit more of something? And then you realize that the dessert is like on equal par.
Like, yes, please, like eat that corn dog
before
eat you better eat that whole corn dog, but I'm not giving you dessert. Right, absolutely. Right. Yes.
And it's like, it's comes arbitrary. Out automatically. And you're like, wait, there's something wrong.
Sometimes here. I think arbitrary, you can have those arbitrary rules as a parent just because you have to be in control of the situation in some way.
Yeah.
But often it makes no sense.
Right. Yeah. In that case specifically, you hear it coming out and you're like, makes no sense. I love it. I was going to ask for some listener feedback before we wrap up because we're going to be planning our next, you know, several weeks of shows. And we're definitely in that transitional time of year where you and I are still in summer mode, but I know some places started school this week. So I would love to hear from listeners about kind of seasonal topics coming up, back to school, fall, even looking even further ahead to some of the fall holidays of what you guys want to hear us talk about, because we've got some ideas, but we keep getting great show ideas from listeners. Doesn't have to be seasonal, but I feel like we will probably have some, you know, school and back to school topics coming up, and then later holidays, of course. So you can always send those to hello@themomhour.com, or you can go to themomhour.com and just pick any show and write to us a comment in the show notes. We get all of those too. So definitely if you have specific questions for us or specific challenges going into back to school, we would love to hear those.
And we have loved all the feedback we've gotten on iTunes and other places you guys are listening and, you know, and liking and reviewing the show. Please continue that. It really does help us a lot. And we appreciate every single one.
Absolutely. Thank you. I also wanted to say, because for those who are in summer mode and whose wheels are falling off all the trains like mine, the Summer Shortcuts episode we did, which was episode 6, is if you listen to that, we've got some great little cheat and tricks for making summer easier. So if you're kind of feeling like us and you didn't hear that, if you're a newer listener, go back and listen to episode 6, Summer Shortcuts. And we have a free ebook. If you listen to that episode, you can get that ebook for free. So if you're, we're kind of all over the map. Some people are in back to school mode and some people are totally not. So if you're not,
I think it's applicable even if you only have a week left of summer.
It really is. It really is. It's just little time savers and things. So if you haven't been lazy yet and you want to be lazy like us, Summer Shortcuts is episode 6.
It is. And please make sure to check out our sponsor, Kristin Shop, KristinShop.com.
Yep. And next episode, we're going to talk about some chores and chore charts. And those are all things that Kristin has great tools for. And we're going to be doing a little giveaway to her shop. So check back with us next week and we will talk to everybody then.
All right. I'm off to go clean up my house, do some grocery shopping, workout, the meal mega plan, shop. Unpack everything else. See you
later,
Sarah.
Talk to you soon. Bye.